This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. During his visit to Israel on Monday, U.S. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin reaffirmed his country's unshakable support to the Jewish state. He also emphasized the importance of protecting Palestinian civilians and reaching a two-state solution after the war ends.
U.S. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin, who met with several Israeli officials on Monday, including his counterpart Yoav Gallant, said protecting Palestinian civilians in Gaza was a moral duty and a strategic imperative.
Democracies are stronger and more secure when we uphold the law of war. We will continue to stand up for Israel's bedrock right to defend itself. And we will also continue to urge the protection of civilians during conflict and to increase the flow of humanitarian aid into Gaza.
Gallant affirmed that his forces aim to minimize harm to the civilian population. Veronica Valderas Iglesias, VOA News, Washington.
The U.S. among several nations setting up a task force to protect shipping in a vital waterway that's come under attack by Iranian-backed rebels in Yemen.
The drone and ballistic missile attacks have led several shipping companies to keep their vessels from transiting the Red Sea.
Making an artery that carries nearly 12% of global trade essentially inoperable.
Top Senate Republican Mitch McConnell said the U.S. must act.
This is an international problem, and it deserves an international response.
And Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says nine nations will join the U.S. in either conducting joint patrols in the Red Sea and the Gulf of Aden or providing intelligence support. The rebels have attacked in the direction of not just commercial vessels, but also U.S. warships. Austin did not answer why the Pentagon has not conducted any counterstrikes. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
This is VOA News. The head of the CIA jetted to Europe for talks with Israeli and Qatari officials Monday, sounding out the potential for a deal on a new ceasefire and the release of hostages in Gaza, as the U.S. Defense Secretary spoke to Israeli military leaders about scaling back major combat operations against Hamas. An explosion in an inferno at Guinea's main fuel depot in the capital has left at least 13 people dead, 178 injured. It is not clear what caused the explosion that damaged the heart of the Kulum administrative district that's home to most of government offices. It supplies most of the fuel in the West African nation, raising fears of a major supply disruption. An overnight earthquake killed at least 116 people in a cold and mountainous region in northwestern China. Search and rescue operations were underway in Gansu and the neighboring provinces. Earthquake left more than 500 people injured, severely damaged homes and roads, and knocked out power and communication lines, according to state media. The magnitude 6.2 earthquake struck in Gansu at a relatively shallow depth of 10 kilometers before midnight Monday. Pope Francis is formally approving on Monday, allowing priests to bless same-sex couples with a new document explaining a radical change in Vatican policy by insisting that people seeking God's love and mercy should not be subject to an exhaustive moral analysis to receive it.
The Pope had previously suggested that these types of blessings were possible, but this is a new document that kind of lays out the theology and the rationale behind it, giving some pointers as to what is allowed and what isn't, and it reflects now a formal statement from the Vatican's doctrine office about same-sex blessings.
That's AP correspondent Nicole Winfield. A volcano has erupted in Iceland weeks after thousands were evacuated from a town.
The eruption started on Iceland's Reykjanes Peninsula, turning the sky orange and prompting the country's civil defense to be on high alert. The eruption appears to have occurred about 2 miles from the town of Grindavik. Grainy webcam video showed the moment of the eruption as a flash of light illuminating the sky just after 10 p.m. local time. As the eruption spread, magma, or semi-molten rock, could be seen spewing along the ridge of a hill. In November, police evacuated Grindavik after strong seismic activity in the area. Iceland sits above a volcanic hotspot in the North Atlantic and averages an eruption every 4 to 5 years. I'm Norman Hall.
I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.